Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. The holidays are coming up on us, and there's a song that says it's the most wonderful time of the year. However, for a lot of people, they are dreading Thanksgiving and Christmas because their hearts are heavy this holiday season. Well, over the next couple of programs, we're going to share how you can have joy this holiday season. Joining me today and tomorrow is to help share some insight on this topic is Greg Chandler. Greg is on staff at Southland Christian Church here in Lexington, where he is the pastoral impact pastor. And besides having the same cool first name of Greg, we also have something in common. We like the movie Christmas Vacation. And Greg, this movie seems to frame up what a lot of people are kind of feeling about this upcoming holiday season, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're right, man. And thanks for having me today, Greg. I'm good to be here with you today. You remember that scene where Clark is, he's got all his Christmas lights up. And he steps back and he's admiring it. He's just so proud of himself, and his family is kind of lined up there with him, and you could just see the joy. And the camera pans over, and the next thing you see is Cousin Eddie standing there, and Clark is just shocked to see him. So I think that's what the holidays feel like for a lot of people. A lot of people think instead of magical visions of sugar plums dancing in their heads, the holidays feel a lot more like a visit from Cousin Eddie. And so that's a little bit of what we're talking about today. What happens when we're expecting things to be one way with the holidays and they end up being something entirely different, maybe unexpected or difficult?
Well, I know there's a lot of people, Greg, that are listening today that they're asking the question, man, if the holidays are supposed to be so joyous, why am I dreading them so much this year?
That's a really good question. I tell you, it's so interesting. This topic is so real on many levels. Just today, as a pastor, I was having a visit with a couple of ladies, a mother and a daughter in our church, and they've had some difficulties relating to each other, and that's been ongoing for quite some time. But they decided that they wanted to come talk about it today. Why? Because we're coming up on Thanksgiving, and they wanted to try to get some things figured out for Thanksgiving. And so what is it about the holidays? Man, it just brings up these discussions. There's a lot of reasons why the holidays can be difficult. I think the first is, for people especially that have been dealing with loss or change, okay? And that's really what we're talking about. For people that are experiencing loss and change, when we think of the holidays, change isn't generally what you think about. The holidays really are about coming back to things that are familiar, you know, things that we're used to, traditions. And so every year we kind of return to rituals and traditions that we've experienced through the years, and they kind of feel like part of us. It kind of makes us who we are, right? To revisit those traditions. My family has some of those traditions. We watch the movie Elf every day after Thanksgiving. We put up our Christmas tree. We watch the movie Elf. We've done that for years. And then there's a pimento cheese spread in town that we're going to go buy that. We don't buy it any other time but this time of year. So it's everybody expects, where's the pimento cheese? You know, so we're coming back to that. And then my wife makes this this Chex mix that's covered in white chocolate. Mm-hmm. And when else does she make it? No other time but this time of year. And so we expect that to be a snack for us. At some point during the season, our family is going to make a trip to Cincinnati, and we'll go to the museum center there and look at the holiday train display. So I think there's comfort that we all find each year when we return to certain traditions and rituals that the holidays just really bring with it. But when we've experienced loss or change, we realize that may never be the same, and it's hard to feel joyful really just because things are different. I think that's one of the reasons. For other people, it's difficult just because with the loss of a loved one, you're going to be experiencing realities that are just new across the board. And the idea of having to enter in the season without the one you loved or in the midst of a lot of change, it can be frightening. And so hopefully some of the things we'll say today will provide a little encouragement for people to try to navigate that.
Well, I know a lot of people, it'd be their first time without a parent or a grandparent or an empty seat at the table. But it also affects kids sometimes too, doesn't it?
Absolutely does, especially the kids. And so really what we've got to invite our listeners to do is really engage in self-care going into the holidays. And we've got some things to talk about with regard to how to do that. But the kids are going to look to us as adults to navigate the new realities and the change. And so let's be about some self-care and prepare ourselves so that we can lead our kids who are taking cues from us into that uncharted territory for sure. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, a lot of times, obviously, you get concerned with kids, but a lot of people, too, the fear of just being alone for the holidays, that's a tough thing.
Absolutely, because, again, when we think about the holidays, what is it about? It's getting together with family and friends. It's office parties. It's all of these reasons that we look, and it's appropriate. I mean, you know, the Bible tells us over and over to go celebrate, to have a good time, get together and be reminded of God's goodness and those kinds of things. But when there's a loss, does God really expect us to be joyful when there is an empty place at the table or a different dynamic in play with the family? So that's a very real thing to have to pay attention to. Not the most pleasant subject, but I think talking about it and having some ideas in advance will really help us get there.
Well, another reason I want to talk about it, Greg, is I think the enemy a lot of times when you're going through this, especially the first season, makes you feel like you're the only one that's alone or, you know, your kids are with your ex-spouse and things like that. Yet, I mean, there's a lot of people here in Central Kentucky that this is going to be a painful time for. So we're not alone.
No, that's absolutely right. And when you think about it, the whole story of Christmas is what? God with us. And yet we look to our external relationships really to define more of where we are. I think there's an opportunity in loss to be reminded that God is with us, even when we don't have those around us necessarily that we'd like to, ones we love because of loss or change. But there's some things we probably shouldn't do, and maybe we can talk about a few of those as far as relating or dealing with loss or pain. First off, we would say don't numb the pain. Don't numb the pain. Now, that's counterintuitive to our culture. Like, I don't want to feel the pain, right? There's a lot of things we do. We medicate, and medication is legitimate in a lot of situations. But some people will resort to substances as a way to numb the pain. The problem is when you use alcohol, you know, to numb the pain or something like a substance, it's only going to increase the discouragement and the depression, eventually it's going to wear off. Another thing that people might do to numb the pain is just stay so busy that you don't have time to think about or deal with the pain. And so you just work and work or plan and go, and you attend all these activities. And as long as you've got the energy to keep up the pace, you'll do it. But guess what? That energy does not last forever. And at some point, you're going to have to come back down. So busying yourself may not be the best thing to do to deal with the pain. Another thing that people do, especially around the Christmas holidays, is spending. Spending can be a real false way of feeling a sense of empowerment or joy in the moment. But really, that can bring big problems if we overspend to just deal with our emotional situation. Just because you feel like, you know, you purchased something, made you feel good, you got to realize, guess what? Bill's going to come due at some point. And I heard a commercial last year that said, hey, it was honest at least, it said, hey, a lot of us are paying for this year's Christmas with next year's money. And that's really not going to ultimately help solve the pain of your loss or your grief. And so we would say just don't overspend. Eventually you got to wake up to a reality. The hangover is going to be there. Exhaustion's going to be there. A stack of bills is going to be there. And then what do you have? You still just have yourself. And then you probably have yourself more discouraged than you were before you did all of those things. Another way to respond to the pain is to try to make everything perfect for everybody else. You know, and you start getting into some issues there with codependency things and what have you. But yeah, if I can just make the kids happy, and if I can just make the family happy, or everybody else, or my coworkers, if everybody else will just be happy, then I'll be happy too. Mm. Well, guess what? That's really kind of a destructive way to respond. It's impossible to do that, to be honest.
Yeah.
You can't be solely responsible for everybody's joy and happiness around the holiday season. So if you try as a way to cover up your own pain, you're going to be challenged. You got to take captive your thoughts, pay attention to your emotions.
Well, and I know there's a lot of people like me that are people pleasers, and we think we can't keep everybody
Brother,
happy.
My hand's up too. I'm right there with you, man. I'm one too.
Yeah, and so you know, I think what you just said there about taking captive your thoughts and paying attention to your emotions, realizing that you're not responsible for everyone's happiness at the holidays, is really a huge burden that we don't have to carry.
That's exactly right. You know, another one that we really got to pay attention to is suicide. If somebody gets to the point where they're just grieving so deeply, hurt so badly from the change in their life that's occurred as they are in the midst of the holiday season. You know, Satan, the father of lies, man, he will do everything he can to convince you why is it worth going on? And the holidays can really kind of bring that to a different level of understanding for people. And let's just say, listen, if you ever think in those terms around the holiday season, reach out for help. You are not alone, as we said earlier. The Father's with you, and He has a purpose for your life. And so I know this is a subject that's near and dear to your heart, Greg, mm-hmm. and I knew this would resonate with you. But listen, if you ever think about the idea of taking your life, especially in this season, if you're dealing with loss or change, that'd make you weird. It probably makes you human, makes you a little bit normal. And so we just got to kind of say, hey, grab somebody to face the reality with you. Get some help. So that's my encouragement to people in that regard. I know this is you're passionate about this.
Oh, absolutely. In the holidays, suicide rate is high, but we're trying to be preventive and let you. I love what Greg said there. He said, hurting this deeply doesn't make you weird. It makes you human. So don't listen to that lie that, you know, man, you shouldn't be hurting this bad. Because one of the consequences I've found, Greg, you know, when you love greatly, when you lose a loved one, I mean, you will hurt greatly. So it is normal to hurt if you love somebody.
That's a great point. The pain of the grief is because love was in play. And how sad would it be if we never had the chance to love to the degree that God gives us, but that also means we're probably going to have to grieve very deeply as well because of that loss. And that's part of what it means to live and be human too. But God will grow us through it. You know, there are no easy one answers, but he'll definitely grow us through it. So reach out for help is the thing that we want to say to people. There are a lot of people that can help if you're ever thinking about the fact that you don't have a purpose in your life, because you do. The Father has some reason that you're here and wants to show you how to do that.
Well, he does. If you're listening, you're feeling alone, and you're just really at that point where you've lost hope, there is a number 24 hours a day that you can call. It's 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-TALK. And if you're listening to this, you're driving, you're like, well, I can't write this down. We post the podcast of this program every afternoon early, about 1:30 p.m. And so you can go to our website, hopeishere.today. hopeishere.today, and it'll have that number posted for you. But please reach out to a loved one, a neighbor, a friend, somebody. Let them know. Just say, hey, I'm hurting. And as Greg said, a lot of people can relate to that. I remember the first Christmas when my dad wasn't with us 3 years ago, but you will get through it. There's always hope, and we want you to know that we care and that somebody else does. But call that number, 1-800-273-TALK, immediately. Well, we're out of time today, but Greg Chandler on staff at Southland Christian is going to join us again. Tomorrow's program, we're going to share some practical steps to help you prepare for the holidays and grief. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
If you've been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries this year, would you consider making a year-end donation? To make a donation, go to their website, hopeishere.today, where you can make a secure online donation. Or if you prefer to write a check, the mailing address is also listed on the website. please make your check to Hope Is Here Ministries and mail by December 31st. All your donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today. Thank you for listening and happy holidays.